This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, very happy that you could join me tonight. After this weekend, a little crazy, go everywhere. Seriously. We're going to have Xander Gibbs going to join me after the first break. Xander is, he's on with us usually on Friday nights, self-proclaimed queen of all of New York media. Xander's a great guy. Got to know him over the last year or two. And, you know, what took place this weekend, and not that it didn't hit all of us, don't get me wrong, and don't read into me, please. Don't think for me. How's that? I have enough trouble thinking for myself. I don't need your help. And, so Xander's going to join us, and we're going to talk a little bit about what took place this weekend. But what I want to do is I think this is really interesting to me, okay? I've been on the air 8 years now. Yeah, a little over 8 years. Coming up on 8 years. One of those. Anyway, I think the first full-time show that I did as a weekly thing was first week of July. So we're coming up on 8 years, and over the years, I have been open and honest about my feelings, my thoughts, my personal belief systems, my religious or my faith, and never in a hateful way. Interesting today, though, that when you don't agree with somebody, you're hateful, even if you're having just honest conversation. And after this happened, Instead of a guy like me who's kind of outspoken and thick-skinned, I had a million things I could have said about this. I could have cut quick. I could have cut deep. I have the ability. I know how. You've read my stuff. But I didn't. Because 50 Americans had lost their lives. A tragedy had taken place in this country. Not the time to politicize. They let people... let people get a grip on what's going on around them. Let them get an understanding of what's happening around them. Like I said, it ain't right. So somebody locally where I'm at, because I'm on the local school board, which frosts some people to no end, because you cannot have a right-wing conservative Christian on a school board because he's going to suggest that we teach our kids all kinds of terrible things. Like, you know, loving each other. Like God and country. Yeah, all that stuff's terrible. They were afraid I was going to, you know, the ignorant ones were afraid that I was going to bring prayer back to school, not realizing this is a federal thing. I cannot bring prayer back to school. Of course, you want to vote me in as president. Then we'll talk. But I would never want, I would never ask for, I would never want, I would never work at a... state-sponsored or federally sponsored prayer. Can you imagine what that would sound like? It'd be a nightmare. They would try to be so inclusive that it would be pretty much a useless prayer. Now, this person said, every time something like this happens, now I'm not singling out this person for me to go, oh, woe is Joe. I want you to, this is going on all over the place. The person said that every time something like this happens, I have blood on my hands. Now, I've never called for violence against, matter of fact, I've actually, I've actually overstated that violence in any fashion in this kind of stuff is just, it's unwarranted. It's wrong, it's unwarranted, and it makes you worse than the worst person you can think of. There's no reason, when you don't agree with somebody, to be violent with them. And you can argue with them verbally all you want to. You can disagree with them all you want to. I don't consider that hate in any way, shape, manner, or form. But again, the bodies aren't even cold. And we're politicizing. The bodies aren't even cold. And this person has to go right for the throat. About nasty things they should do to me. This comes from people. This is where I'm totally confused. These group of people, or this group of people, talking about love and how we're supposed to love, and no matter what, we're supposed to love, and all of this, you know, forgiveness and love and acceptance. Not in this case. Not when it's aimed at somebody that doesn't agree with them. Right? See, I think that's hypocritical. I think that's a false sense of love. Love is not accepting every single thing that the person you love does. Because if that was the case, you'd have no divorces, would you? But you know, I love you so much. I love you more than anything. And it wouldn't matter what they did to you. It wouldn't matter if they slept with somebody else. It wouldn't matter if they burned the food every night. It wouldn't matter if they spent all your money. It wouldn't matter because you love them no matter what. That's not how it works. You can love somebody and not agree with, dislike, or even hate the things they do. Or something that they do. Or some things that they do. That's what causes the hate. The hate is not the disagreement that I'm not in agreement with whatever it is you're doing. I don't care what it is. That doesn't make me a hater. If I don't understand or agree with the transgender lifestyle, that doesn't make me a hater. Or anybody else for that matter. There are people that hate me. No other reason. I don't even know them. Just get the emails I can send you. But just because I'm a Christian, because I believe in a fairy tale book, because I believe in a supreme being you can't touch, smell, feel, or taste, that makes me wet. I shouldn't be near kids. We'll talk about more of this later on. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Andrew Gibb joins me here in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. I don't want to say we're going to have a good time, but we're going to discuss what went down this weekend and how we can actually truly, honestly, really all get along. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side here on GCN Live. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. Don't watch live, listen live, take the poll, a gazillion things that you can do up on the website. You know, the other thing, too, is you're going to get, I've already got an email from the Red Cross, you know, they want to help out. And I get that. But here's the thing. Don't make this worse. Don't get sucked in when you get these emails from these groups that they're going to help, right? If you want to send money, if you want to help, then you send money to whatever groups are there in that area. They'll get the money there faster than anybody else. That's how you do it. If you got a tie to a church, a tie to your synagogue, whatever it is that you have a tie to, then you can get the money to them by directly going there. Don't get sucked in and make it even worse twice over. Anyway, I am Joe Bastidio, your host. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A million things you can do. I just want to get to my buddy right away. Xander Gibb joins me as he does. Actually, he usually joins me on Fridays. I blew him off last Friday and went out and had pizza and beer on my own, left him behind. And then with the tragedy that happened this weekend, he got me today and said, hey, let's not wait. Let's talk about this tonight. And I agree with him. Xander, thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure, sir.
All right, so it was sad because you said that you said you were at church when this happened. Were you aware when you went to church that morning that?
No.
Okay, so
no, I got up yesterday morning. I got ready. I went to church. Had a fabulous, you know, service at the church, and then came back and found, you know, that this had happened. And ironically, before I left church, we were praying for the whole community, black, white, gay, straight,
right?
You know, everybody. And I was kind of stunned to come back and didn't even hear it on the radio in the car going or coming back, because I usually listen to a mostly music station.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I did get back and start to see the carnage and exactly what had happened, it was actually devastating. And for many reasons, you know, not least that human beings had been killed. But once again, as Americans, we don't feel safe. And I probably felt a little less safe than most people because I'm gay. And that was a direct attack on the gay community. You know, the guy who called the cops, the guy who did it. And I don't want to say his name because I kind of feel like it adds to his glorification. But he said that, apparently he'd said this, and he said to his family he was upset that he'd seen two gays holding hands or kissing, and my gosh, that is so terrible. I don't want to see anyone holding hands or kissing, but does that mean that if I see two Muslims holding hands that I can go and shoot up a mosque?
Yeah, it's but you know what, Zed, I'm going to take you off in a little turn here, okay? The thing that bothers me is why. When I first heard about this, and not that I'm perfect, you know me, I'm close, but not quite there. But the thing that bothered me the most was, my first thought was, you know, again, Americans being shot up again here on our own land. These Americans, and I want to leave it at that for the moment, these Americans were enjoying the freedoms that we have in this country, to dance, to not dance, to listen to music, to be out at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's part of the freedoms that are afforded us living in this country.
Absolutely.
Right?
God bless America for that.
And they were stopped. And it doesn't matter what your thought is on any of this. The bottom line was that they were stopped from expressing the freedoms that we have in this country, period.
Right.
That should infuriate any American in any reason. What bothered me is within hours of this happening, right, somehow the Christian community got blamed for this. Right? You saw that. You didn't say anything I did. I'm going, how about we just stick with right?
Yeah, let's kind of stick with the fact, because my first question was, you know, did Christian sell in the weaponry? Was it a Christian gun shop? Did he buy the ammo from a church? I kind of still don't get it.
Well, go ahead.
Go on. No, I was just going to say, one of the things that has really bothered me in all of this is the rhetoric.
Yeah.
And sadly, it's kind of not one-sided.
No, but let's be frank about this. So here we go again with, and we have to start calling this for what it is. Okay? No, not every Muslim. No, not every person who practices
Absolutely.
Islam. I got
Thank
that.
You.
But I'm not going to preface every conversation I have with you. Some people have got to use a couple of their brain cells to work through this, right?
So, you're not going to say the T word, are you? Gosh,
no.
Mr. Obama's not listening.
So,
his ears will be offended.
Yeah, so you have somebody who does have ties. He's been picked up by the FBI 3 times. He's got terrorism stuff all over his computer that he's connected with and tried to, you know, come together with. Professing Muslim, professes his, I can go down the whole list of stuff. All right?
Right.
It should have never had guns, okay? Matter of fact,
no.
If they had just followed the law, remember, once they put him on a watch list, they can't buy the guns. So put him on the watch list. It's really that simple. But see, they're going to blame the gun. And then they blame the Christians. And here's the common thread that I want you to see if I'm right here. We can't put him in Gitmo because it tees them off, and it makes them want to attack us more, according to them, okay?
Well,
Right?
I was just going to say, I heard something tonight was the reason that he wasn't on a watch list was because this administration have actually put out an edict that they don't want Muslims to feel like they're being pressured. I don't want Muslims to feel like they're being pressured. But if you're a damn terrorist, I'm sorry I said the D word, but you should be on that list. If you are in support of ISIS or ISIL or any terrorist organization, you should be on that watch list.
I agree.
And I don't care who it offends. I'm sorry for my language, but
no, it's not.
I feel pretty upset about this because it was avoidable.
Well, how about make it simple? Bad guys should be on the list. How about that?
Yes,
and it doesn't matter what color you are, how big, how small, how round. It doesn't matter. Right? But we've gotten
Come on, Joe. You and I are probably on watch list. Let's face it.
Well,
you know, we're both conservative radio talk show hosts, and we both, engage in commentary that this administration would not like. So we're both probably on watch list.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
List.
The watch list I'm on is to make sure I buy two seats when I go to the airport. You know what I'm saying? So you make sure he buys a second seat, that guy. But it's what we've gotten so politically correct that we're my piece this week might offend a lot of people because it says PC police responsible for another 50 deaths is basically what the piece is about because people don't want to say anything they don't right this administration and you're right there is an edict out there that this administration does not want you there's that music again got to pay for the show we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side. Xander Gibb joins me early this week, which is good. You're going to get kicked off right in the beginning of the week. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called.
Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back.
Ow!
Always a pleasure. You're on board with me. You know, I know some of you know it, but the guests can't always hear the music coming back in. And I'm sure he'd be rolling around laughing right now if he heard that. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I'm going to bring Xander Gibb right in because I don't want to waste any of his time. I have a good time when he's on the show. And Xander, again, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate it.
A pleasure, sir. Were you playing Fat Bottom Girls by Queen again?
No, actually, it's She's a Brick House by my.
I don't know that.
Oh, you don't know that one? Oh my
no.
God!
No.
You're making me feel really old, dude. Really old. Thank you so much.
Well, unless I saw it in the UK, you know, I was raised in the UK from kind of like 9 or 10. So you know, unless they toured the UK, a lot of American bands and songs from the 80s and 90s, I'm like.
Yeah, you gotta
never
look
heard
that,
it.
You gotta look that one up later. But I gotta tell you, you know, I didn't know this till the other day, but Jersey Boys, like, swept up the UK. I couldn't believe how popular
really?
They were. Yeah. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Really? Seriously?
Yeah, they were very popular in England.
I don't get it. I don't. You know, the Europeans are kind of weird, right? So you got Frankie Valli is very popular in England. You got Jerry Lewis very popular in France. You know, it's like they pick these real interesting people to be popular. Anyway, God.
I don't think British people would appreciate being called European, to be honest.
You know, excuse me.
Very political right okay, now, you know. Go. We're not European, we're British, okay? Watch my
You know, some of the, I know we're getting so far off, but some of the, my favorite shows are on BBC, and some of my favorite shows are like the old-time... What's that one where they're in the department store? Can I serve you or something like that?
Are you being served? They're just about to do a remake of that. Actually.
Oh, yeah, but can they do it the same? I mean, I love the old woman with the pink do, right?
Yes, and this is Slocum. You have to be very careful what you share about her, though, because there are some things in English terminology that mean other things in American.
I know.
And I won't go into detail.
Please don't.
But she was very funny, and that was kind of risque for the time. But
you
could
do that show, but you couldn't do that same show today, could you?
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Really?
In fact, we're having on my radio show. We're having one of the stars of the remake of this show, Sherry Houston, and she's playing Mrs. Slocum's part, and they're still going to use that phraseology.
Wow.
Because in England, it doesn't mean that. I mean, it does, but not. Really?
No, but there's underlying tones to some of the things they're saying
there
and alluding
are.
To.
There are.
And I roll around laughing. I never feel guilty about it because I take the humor for what it's worth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
I still think it's reference to a cat, so I'm saying nothing else.
Oh, God. See, you've never been on the early hour on Monday, I see. But anyway, I've always loved those shows. I've always gotten a kick out of those shows. And remember, who were the two fat women, the cooks?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I can't remember what they're called, but one of them died recently. They were hilarious. They just had such dry wit.
Oh, dry. They were right in your face with it too. I mean,
yeah,
they were. They would hold up something out of the pot and said, "This looks like a," and you'd just be rolling around laughing. Oh my God, I can't believe she just said that. But I guess when you're all British women, you can get away with just about anything, right?
Yeah, and they had a very kind of like aristocratic British accent, and it kind of added to their distich, you know?
Yes. Well, we need some lighthearted stuff. Back to the stuff that went on. Now, again, if we just would look at this, and I realize it was an assault on a particular group. I got that. I'm just reminded they're actually called Two Fat Ladies. See, I was
Two Fat Ladies.
I was
it.
Now you could name a show that today to kill you. They'd cancel it before it made it, right? Yeah. So I got off town. Okay, but if we would just say 50 human beings were killed, this is wrong no matter what. 50 human beings were killed.
Right.
Okay. For I don't care what you want to call it. You want to call it for being out dancing, for being on the wrong side of religion, for having a lifestyle that certain group doesn't agree with, and so, you know, just says death to those, whatever it is. It's
right.
Still wrong, and it's uncalled for. And why we have to bring in a Christian spin, a gun spin, whatever, you know.
I still don't get that. I really still don't get that.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe if we stop teeing them off, they'll stop killing us. What is that all about?
I have really no idea, but one thing that I think is very interesting, and not a lot of people will know this. Now that Pulse is actually a gay nightclub.
Right.
It's a gay venue, but because it's in a very touristy kind of area, it's actually very mixed. So if someone went in there expecting it to be full of LGBTQ, ABCDFG people, they would be wrong because it actually is so mixed that I would probably say that these clubs are very half and half. In my early days, I used to go out to nightclubs, and all of the nightclubs of that ilk were very mixed. So this guy has been very misinformed from the beginning, thinking that this place would be full of that community, because it simply wasn't. And even the people that they were bringing out, there were women, there were men, you know, it was a whole mixture. So this guy had clearly not done any research. But I want to go back to the FBI thing, Joe, because clearly we can't hold much truck with the FBI. I mean, look what they're doing with Hillary. Let's face it. We can't hold much truck with the opinion of the FBI if they can still let someone run for office while they're still being investigated.
Yeah, they infuriate me. And it's not the FBI that infuriates me. It's their, you know, they have to do what they're being told to do. They have been told not to make, right, not to make the Muslims feel singled out. Well, look at, I wish I had grabbed the audio of this, but there was they were doing interviews with people that were waiting at Chicago and a few other places. You remember when the lines were 2 and 3 hours and everybody was up in arms and TSA, you know, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
So the guys go down the road and the one fellow he interviewed says, "Look, I'm a Muslim. I'm okay with this." And he says, "You're a Muslim and you're okay with them, you know, taking this long to check everybody?" He goes, "Look, it keeps me safe too."
Yes, exactly.
And I went, okay, game over, done. You can't argue with that
Absolutely.
Point.
No.
You know, and but everybody else would say, well, we're doing this because we're profiling and we're doing this and we're doing that, and it's because they, it's like, no, we're doing this to keep everybody safe, because of every thousand of these maybe Middle Eastern-looking people, one or two of them may be exactly that. They might be someone who wants to do physical harm up there. I just don't understand why we're so afraid. No, we're not taking everybody out of the line and browbeating them, taking them to a back room somewhere, beating them up with a piece of bamboo.
Right. I mean, if we can't identify our enemy, how are we ever supposed to stop them? If we can't even name name our enemy, how are we ever supposed to do anything about stopping them from killing American people?
Yeah, you and I started to talk about it during the break, and you know, you've got a president. I said, do you think, you know, a lot of people are afraid to call them out, right, because of what happened to that magazine in France. Do you think the president's afraid to say anything? Why do you think he won't just come out and say, look, this is terrorism?
You want me to say it, don't you? You want me to say what I...
You don't have to.
I will say it. I'm not ashamed to say it. I think he's a Muslim sympathizer. And I don't think that that really works when you're the president of the United States. Let's face it, Joe. This is a Christian country. A lot of my very good friends are Muslims, and they wouldn't hurt a fly, and that's absolutely fine, because what we have to do is to be able to differentiate between a Muslim and an Islamic terrorist. But unfortunately, I think our president thinks that every Muslim is seen as an Islamic terrorist. Well, if you're stupid, yes. That is the case. If you're stupid, if you're a stupid person, if you're a stupid American, you will see every single Muslim in these United States as a terrorist. But those of us that have got a brain and do know how to think know that the two are two different things. But I worry that his affinity towards Muslims, because his father was a Muslim, is kind of putting as a risk a little.
Well, you know, it was really funny.
A lot.
When I grew up in Boston in the 70s and you know, early 80s, you look at around and people would say, yeah, he looks like he's the mafia. And you know exactly what they're referring to, right? He looks like an Italian. He's got the skin color, he's got the big nose, he's got, you know, and he looks like he's in the mafia. Now, today, right, the PC police would show up and haul you off to jail over something like that. Right, back then it was different. We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Xander Gibbs joins me. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We are talking about the tragedy that took place this weekend. Remember, keep your prayers, keep your thoughts towards those families that are reeling from the pain of what happened. We'll be right back.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health Liquid Vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that. I love it when you guys are active in the chat room or sending me texts, tweets, emails. You can email me at joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Now, I do appreciate it. And I don't want to, you know, I always joke around during some of the shows, but we've had, we've had 50 Americans slaughtered this weekend. Okay? And we're not. Myself and my guests aren't. But people are afraid to say, call it out for what it is. It is not a gun issue, okay? It's not a Christian issue. You had a radical Muslim terrorist, a nut job, go out and slaughter 50 people because he didn't agree or believes that his book says if their lifestyle isn't A, B, and C, then he's entitled to kill them. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, although a little early this week, actually 4 days early. Like, you're going to screw me up, you know. I'm not going to show up for work tomorrow. You realize that because I talked to you tonight.
Beer and pizza tomorrow night, it isn't, Joe.
So they called me at 6:05 going, hello. Why don't it's Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyhow, thanks for joining me tonight. I do appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Yeah. Actually, can I add one more thing to that list?
You can add five things to it. Yeah, go.
It's actually not about immigrants either, and I was kind of a bit perturbed at some people saying, you know, oh, yes, if they'd have banned immigrants when we said This guy wasn't an immigrant. He was a homegrown terrorist.
Yep.
He was from New Jersey. He was born and raised in this country. And though he might have been a Muslim, he was an American. So nothing to do with immigrants at all.
You know, I gotta ask you a question. I asked somebody else this question. I want to see what your answer is. Cause, and matter of fact, you'd understand this probably more than most people. In New York, you know, it is a city of immigrants. It is a, you know, you've got people from every imaginable walk of life there. And I said, you know, when my grandparents came here, you know, Italians weren't looked on that well. The Irish weren't looked on that well. You know, it was hard to assimilate. We were looked down upon the whole nine yards. I don't know of any Italians, though, that went shooting up places because they felt bad about the way the Americans were treating them. And every time I hear something like this happens, as one woman on TV was saying today, is we treat them so badly, this is how they lash out at us. And I'm thinking, okay, so they need anger management is what you're saying, right? I mean, because we treat them so badly. We single them out on so many things. You know, it's like my son saying, the teacher gave me an F. Because because I don't score well on the test. Well, then of course you get an F. Doesn't mean he hates you. You're not doing well.
Maybe his teacher is misophobic. Who knows?
Or he could, my wife will tell you the stories when I used to try to blame stuff for the teacher. I said, it's because you're Italian, right? And they go, oh yeah, yeah, it's because I'm Italian. I go, we're going to not take care of him right now. Come on, get the car. You know, and it scared the crud out of them. And they finally, one of my sons halfway to school went, Dad, no, I didn't do the work. I didn't. So look at him like, yeah, no kidding, really? But it's kind of how we have to deal with all of this, right? You hit it hard, and whether you like Trump or not, you know, everybody says, well, yeah, he's going to launch a war every time something happens. No, but he's going to do something. He's not going to sit there and go, oh, the poor whatever. He's going to do something about it. Look, you look at every incident that's happened across the world, whether it be in France. You know, the first one that impressed me was the King of Jordan. Remember when they burned the Jordanian pilot alive in the cage? You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. What did he do that night? 6 hours later, he left this country. He went back and he attacked. He made them pay for that. What do we do? Don't move too quickly. We don't want to be rash about this. We want to make sure we understand, have all our facts lined up.
I actually heard someone say a couple of weeks ago, and I really thought this was interesting. They said if ISIS had been around at the same time as Reagan, they would have been called Waz-Waz, not ISIS.
Okay. I'm kind of confused, but...
As in, that he would have dealt with it. They wouldn't
oh,
have called,
was
it is?
It's that English.
Was.
It's that English accent of yours. You know what I'm saying? God, was. All right, got it. All right, boom, boom. Yes, he will not be here all week with that joke. Let me tell you what.
No. And
but really, I mean, it's almost like we're afraid to move anymore. You know, and I realize that some people feel like we move too fast and too hard at times. I get it. I understand that. But we're not moving at all anymore, right?
No. But it's interesting that you know, the leader of our great nation still wants to say it's not Islamic. You know, the guy shouts Allahu Akbar, and the guy says on the 911 call, you know, that this is ISIS, and this is, you know, this is,
yep.
You know, this is in response. You know, I cannot fathom the logic. You know, it's like someone's going to take him to an Islamic restaurant one of these days, and he's going to say, the food is not Islamic. It's not. I mean, he's just, is he incapable of saying the word? Or can he just not string it together with the word terrorism? I don't want innocent Muslim Americans to be affected by any of this, but we still have to call this what it is, and we have to separate Muslims from Islamic terrorists, because the two are not the same. We need to get T-shirts made, Joe.
But let me ask you, look at, when somebody, this is kind of tough, because I look at it from a standpoint of, can we use any common sense? Have we totally lost common sense or the ability to think? When somebody says to me, it was an Islamic Muslim terrorist, okay, My mind does not jump to, oh my, all the Islamics, all the Muslims must be terrorists.
No.
My mind doesn't go there. However, think about something, right? When a white boy goes into a black church and he shoots up 9 people, right? What is it? It's all guns and it's all white people and anybody who has a Confederate flag. That's okay.
But only according to that rabble rouser up in Harlem, whose name, the hairdresser, whose name I can never remember, Al Sharpton. I mean, please. You know, this guy is about as useful to the black community as I was going to say chocolate fire guard, but I can't say that, as, I don't know. He's just not useful to the black community at all.
Yeah, I find it interesting that these people, I don't want to go down the road because I know I'm going to get myself in trouble, but basically,
That's why I changed my analogy very quickly. Because even so, it would be Zedric if it was being racist about black people, and I wasn't.
You know, what I love is, you know, they talk about Trump being racist, and they talk about Trump being racist. Now, you were in New York for a period of time. You know organizations he gave money to, organizations he hung out with. I think it was the NAACP of New York actually gave him a trophy for all he had done for the quote-unquote African-American community. And I have black friends that hate when somebody calls them African-American.
I never know what to say now. I just say black, and if I'm told that I'm African American and are not black, then, you know, people refer to Sammy Davis Jr. as African American, and he'd be like, "I've never been to Africa, so I'm Puerto Rican and I'm black. I'm a black American," and so I always rely on the pejorative that people provide about themselves, or I'll just say black, or I'll just say Freddie, or whatever.
Oh.
Donald Trump, I don't think he's racist, but I think he's discriminant, which is a totally different thing. I think he's just very uncareful. He's not very careful about how he speaks, and so he does come across that way, unfortunately. But I do see your point. But you see, this is the thing. The liberal media has its job to do right now, and that's to make him look very bad so that the lily white Hillary, angel of light, from New York, appears as if she's as pure as a driven slush with a hem of bluebirds around the bottom of her dress. And we know that that's not true.
Oh, God. God bless her.
Did I just say that?
You know, I mean, yes, you did. But I'm thinking to myself here, like, you know, okay, so look, you got most of the people around Trump that know Trump that, I won't say they hang out with him, but have known him for years. They all say the same thing about him. When it comes to verbalizing himself, he's terrible at it.
Yeah.
But they haven't seen him, whether it's with women, whether it's with people of different color, whether it's people of different religious beliefs or ethnicities. They've never seen him speak down to anybody like that. And I have to, I believe it because it's not one person, and it's not even always supporters of his.
I can't warm to him as a potential presidential candidate yet, but I know people that know Donald Trump. I've had friends that have worked with Donald Trump, and they've said that they couldn't wish to meet a more generous person. One of my friends worked for him. He came to my birthday party, and Donald Trump gave him a bottle of champagne to bring to the party.
Wow.
And that kind of, like, I told everyone that I got champagne for my birthday from Donald Trump.
Well,
it wasn't that direct.
Well, aren't you special?
There is enough.
Yeah.
There is enough to criticize him for without making it up.
All right, listen, I'm sorry, but we hit the clock. You know how that works? Really fast, tell people where to get a hold of you.
ZanderGives.com, and the show is Monday to Friday, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Come join us.
And it's X-Rad with Xander Gibb.
It is indeed.
Yeah, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We will be back in just a couple of minutes. Do not. I'm telling you, don't go far, because I'll come find you. We'll be right back.